Doctors at Khudaskir held a news conference today in conjunction with the humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers. They have pronounced they are contributing 5 million rand to help Khudaskir catch up on its surgery backlog. Dr. Lydia Cairncross is head of general surgery at Khudaskir and on the line to us now. Hello, Lydia.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners.
There's pretty much always a backlog, certainly of some kinds of surgeries, but COVID will obviously have exaggerated that and perhaps introduced backlogs in areas where there hadn't been much of a backlog.
That's absolutely right, John. While we always are struggling with access to surgical lists, COVID has put us in an unprecedented crisis situation. So we've had to reduce our operating to between 40 and 50% of normal for the last 2 years. And this has resulted in our normal backlog more than doubling in many cases. So at the moment, we are have on our books over 6,000 patients who are waiting for some kind of essential surgery at the hospital.
And the people who've been waiting the longest have been waiting how long for what kinds of surgery? What kinds of surgery have the biggest backlogs?
So there's a wide range of types of surgery. And while during COVID, we managed to do a lot of the urgent and emergency work, so some of the oncology work still happened, but the very long backlogs are for things like orthopedic operations, joint replacements, ENT operations to restore hearing, cataract operations for people who are losing their vision, operations for things like problems with the gallbladder or for hernias. Surgery that restores quality of life is often life-saving over time, but could have waited 2 or 3 months. And those operations tended to be the ones postponed during COVID. As we hit each wave and hit each peak, we postponed those operations that could wait for a few weeks. And that's because we know that operating on a patient who also has COVID-19 is quite dangerous for the patient. And we also had to reallocate health resources. But the problem was we didn't come off peak long enough to help all those patients who had been postponed. And what started off as a fairly appropriate 2 to 3 month delay has now in some cases become a 1 or 2 year delay.
Yeah, and I imagine that none of this is critical of Khudaskir at all, because I know how incredibly hard the medical people at all levels of medical care work there to provide proper, decent medical care. But I mean, I guess that there are some people who might have had their surgeries postponed more than once.
Absolutely, and it's really heartbreaking. We often will slightly overbook our theatre list, so bring in just so that we can maximize our time, and sometimes at the end of the list, we don't have enough time to do all the operations, and we have people coming in and being postponed over and over again. The devastation of this for them, they've sorted things out at home, with work, with their children, childcare, and so on, and having to then have their operation cancelled is enormously stressful, anxiety-producing, and this is aside from the health impact. So some operations, when done early, are fairly simple procedures with a low rate of complication. But if done after a very long delay, become much more complicated operations with much greater risk of having a complication afterwards. So not only is it distressing for the patient, but it potentially is life-threatening. So, for example, a hernia, which in the beginning could be a fairly simple procedure, if it complicates with a long delay, can result in bowel becoming stuck in the hernia, resulting in an emergency operation, and in the worst case scenario, could even result in death from this. So while operations can wait, it does not mean that there is no impact to the wait. And that impact is in terms of pain, loss of income, loss of quality of life, and occasionally in the worst case scenario can even result in loss of life. So in the case of some of our cancer surgeries, while we have tried our utmost to do the cancer work during COVID, there are still some patients who have had unacceptable delays. And these delays have resulted in the tumors that may have grown. Sometimes they may even have spread. And we know that as our doors open in the health system, there are many, many patients who haven't been able to access primary health care, secondary care, and couldn't come through into the system. So there is a huge influx of patients with conditions that now are going onto the theatre list. So the delays of these patients now add on to that. So helping this 1,500 group of patients is also going to help other people who are still coming into the health system now.
And the money from Gift of Give is 5 million rand. That's not going to be enough. I was listening to that wonderful man, Imtiaz Suleiman, saying he wants the public and corporations to at least match that.
Yes, that's correct.
What is the money spent on? I mean, if you get the 10 million rand, how does that 10 million rand enable you to accelerate the catching up of the backlog?
Thanks, John. So the total amount that we're fundraising for is 15 million. And the SIFT 1.5 and Gift of the Givers, as you mentioned, has generously donated 5 million. The hospital has contributed the physical space, which is E4. It's a theater that we've never been able to use for surgery. We've used it for COVID high care. So we've got the physical space. The hospital is going to contribute the consumables. The surgical expertise is coming from the consultants at Curtis Care. So the 15 million is to fund a comprehensive theater team who can run a parallel surgical service of two lists a day over 1 year. And that's really what the money is going to go towards.
And the people to be in that unit and do the work, they are available. They just need to be paid.
Most of them are available. We haven't been able to actually recruit them until we have the money in the bank. But we are confident that we will be able to find them and that we will be able to put this team together because we will give them a fairly long contract, which is a year. That's why we don't want to do this piecemeal, one list here, one list on a Saturday, one list on a Wednesday. We want to devote our energies to producing a parallel system, a parallel theater program, which is fully staffed by a recovery catch-up team, which will develop an identity and an ethos and a work ethic and will be able to help us with this backlog without impacting on our day-to-day running services, which will happen in the background at the same time.
And I'm really hoping, Lydia, that there is somebody listening who controls the corporate social investment fund with a lot of money in it for a big corporate who goes, yes, that's something we can put our money to good use. So, I mean, if there is such a person listening, or maybe there's a wealthy individual who wants to help, how would they, what should they do?
How would they contribute?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks, John. So we are doing this fundraising drive through the Curtis Care Hospital Trust. So anybody, be that a private individual, corporate, NGO, sporting team, religious organization, can go onto gshtrust.co.za. We are under Surgical Recovery Project, and there is a site and a space which you can donate through a variety of mechanisms, WhatsApp, SnapScan, EFT, etc. We're also able to obviously issue the tax certificates to go with that. And for anyone who is thinking of donating to a health-related cause, I want to say that this recovery project is tangible, it's practical, and it's possible. We know how to plan operations. We know how to plan the resources required. We have the skills, the expertise, the enthusiasm. We need your support with the resources to help the patients under our care.
And you are confident that the money will be raised and raised fairly soon. Do you have to wait until all 15 million is in before you can begin to recruit? Or can you begin to spend now the 5 million that you got from Gift of the Givers?
So once we have a reasonable proportion of the money in, we will start to recruit. And I anticipate that that will happen within the next few weeks. We're hoping to launch this program in May of this year. So I anticipate that very soon we will start to advertise for positions.
Fingers crossed that you get all the money you need and you get the people you need, and the people who need the operations get the operations they need from the very talented people who will be working in that team. Dr. Lydia Cairncross, thank you so much for talking to us, Head of General Surgery at Curtis Care. And if you are able to help, and it would be lovely if there was somebody senior in a corporate who could divert some money to this cause, perhaps the remaining 10 million rand, why not? gshtrust.co.za is where you need to go.